You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this quick rant is inspired by a recent live stream that Dennis Sperling put out called Embracing Being the Bad Guy. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Be unapologetically yourself. Now, we live in a society that has done everything in its power to literally declaw and defang men until we're needed to actually fix or protect something. However, with everything that's been going on so far in regards to, you know, the women on social media trying to quote unquote expose gym creepers, as they like to put it, to men who decide to get their passports and leave this zoo of a country. Gentlemen, do not apologize for who you are. Period. Point blank. I find it rather disgusting that the trend of gym quote unquote women who like to quote unquote expose guys that they view as quote unquote creepy has even been a trend. Now, we know the latest, you know, TikTok woman who decided, oh, I'm going to try to expose this gym creeper, and the woman who decided she wanted to pay $3,000 to hire a personal bodyguard to accompany her to the gym. Really? Really? I find it absolutely hilarious that these women's egos are so damn big. But the better part is the fact that women like that are getting cooked online. Oh yeah. That one little woman who decided to record herself and call that guy a quote unquote creeper and a predator. Yeah, she got cooked in her comment section to the point she had to turn her comment section off. Typically what a coward would do. She tried to give him the smoke, but instead she got the smoke and she didn't like it. But gentlemen, why should we have to apologize or turn our head for women who decide to put themselves out for public consumption? They know what they're doing with their wear. They know they're trying to catch every guy's attention, but then they want to sit back and use plausible deniability and say, well, this sector of guys, I view them as creepy. However, the guys that I really want to look at me, they're not paying attention to me. Oh, that is such a damn farce. It truly is. But women know and they understand that we men are visual beings. If we see something that we find attractive, we're going to look. I.e., gentlemen, why should you have to be made into a creeper or a perv or something like that because you see something that you like? I always find that fascinating. But when you tell women like this, hey, why don't you just go to a female-only gym? We all know the answer. Because they want that male attention. Attention has always been women's main currency. They want attention more than they want money. Why? in my humble opinion, every man, no matter what his station in life, if he looks at a woman, that's that instant hit of attention. There you go. Now, in regards to the passport, brothers, which I fully support, I fully do. Fellas, do not apologize for leaving this zoo of a society and finding what you want elsewhere. Now, that Fox hit piece. Oh, they could not have picked a better messenger than the woman that they brought on who had the OnlyFans. Yeah, they literally brought on a woman who has an OnlyFans account to try to shame the Passport Brothers by saying they're going to look for, you know, box in other countries. My question is, what business is that of yours? Gentlemen, if you're a Passport Brother, do not apologize for it. Now, I know there are some guys who would say, well, you guys should move in silence and all that stuff. No, 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 no. Sometimes discretion is a good thing. However, saying that you should not be able to be, you know, upfront and open about your decision as to why you're leaving, hell no. We need more men to make more TikToks, more live streams saying, yes, this is why I'm leaving. Now, of course, we know why that one particular woman on Fox don't want the Passport Brothers to leave. Why? Because that digs into her pockets. Yeah. Yeah. If more and more men decide, you know what? I'm actually not going to pay that OnlyFans charge this month. Yeah, so many women would be in a bind. I find it fascinating. I really find it fascinating that so many detractors of the Passport Brothers want to come back and say, well, these guys are just traveling overseas to pay for box. Okay. Okay, how about this? How about we have legal brothels in every state? Oh, no, we can't do that either. Remember, gents, it's all about controlling your libido. Period. Control your libido. That way we can control your productivity for this zoo of a society. Yeah, we know this. I find it very interesting that even in 2023, we still can't legalize legitimate brothels for pay-for-play, and guys are still getting caught up in prostitution stings. I find that fascinating. I really do. But, gentlemen, once again, that is another way to control you and to make you feel bad about what you want and who you are. Period. We all know that relationships are nothing more than pay-for-play transactions in which you're not even guaranteed to get what you secretly desire. My humble opinion is, make what you want up front. Hey, if I'm not getting the box, I'm not wasting my time. Period, point blank. If we're going to make this a transaction, let's make this a transaction. If not, I'm not going to waste my time. But once again, gentlemen, you should not apologize for what you want, for what you desire. Period. Now, of course, I spoke about the guy down in Australia who decided, you know what? After a bad relationship, I'm going to get me a synthetic companion. That guy was unapologetic about his decision. Why should you apologize for what you want? If you can't get what you want, where you are. You can always go somewhere else. There are always other options. But gentlemen, all in all, whatever option you decide that is best for you, do not apologize for it. As long as you're not breaking any laws or you're not hurting anybody, who cares what you do with your life? It's your life, gentlemen. Make the best of it. These modern women, hey, stop trying to appease them. Say what you mean what you say. And if they don't like it, hey, there's the door. It's like Tom Likens used to say, there's the door, period. Oh, I'm going to shame you. Yeah, shame only affects those who actually care. And let's talk about shame for just a little bit before I close this out. Gentlemen, I put out a video a long time ago called Agree and Amplify, which was actually inspired by an old Obsidian video called the same thing. When people try to shame you, shame is always meant to try to hit you in any place that you might feel insecure in. We all know the most famous shaming tactics. You must be gay. You just can't get women. Who hurt you? Blah, 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 blah. When someone tries to shame you, here's what you do. You agree with the shame and you take your response so over the top that it actually makes them short circuit. Now, classic shaming tactic. You just can't get women. Here's how you respond to that. With what I see that's available on the open dating market, yeah, I don't want what's available. And if I had my choice between the modern woman and a puddle of mud, guess what? I'm going to have so much fun with that puddle of mud. Yeah, boy. See, classic. You got to have a quick wit and an overactive imagination to defeat shaming language. Period. But all in all, gentlemen, do not apologize to this society anymore. Men have been far too damn accommodating, trying to appease these women. And have they actually stopped their mental and verbal assaults? No, they've gotten worse. So gentlemen, establish a hard line, establish a boundary, what we call in the Navy, a picket line. You come past this, oh, I'm gonna fire back. I'm gonna fire back. And speaking of firing back, the Filipinas. Yeah, they are clapping back. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Oh, the most recent one. That woman said, fix your wig. I damn near fell out of my chair when I heard that one. You know, she hit black women in their softest of soft spots, their hair. But like she said, like the typical coward, the black woman who started it, once she started getting that smoke, she blocked her. Hey, it is what it is. But I would say, gentlemen, do not get into that fight, because we all know what's going to happen. Everybody knows the black female playbook. They want to throw rocks, hide their hands, but then when somebody starts getting on their ass and they start catching heat, oh, we're going to block you. We're going to call you, you know, you're being racist, blah, 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 blah. Black women started this fight with foreign women. And yeah, foreign women are starting to fire back. And I think it's absolutely hilarious. But once again, gentlemen, do not apologize anymore. People are not going to accept you. And besides, when you keep apologizing, you know what? That makes you look even weaker. I hate to say it, but the truth is the truth. So yeah, say what you mean what you say, and stand 10 toes down, excuse me, on what you believe is right for you. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that men are still gonna just, you know, bow, kowtow, and apologize for being who we naturally are. Oh, no. No, that is not going to happen anymore as more and more men finally wake the hell up and break their chains of restraint. And yeah, when that happens, the power will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it, because believe you me, ladies, there are a lot more men who are finally deciding to regrow their spine and cup their balls. And it's a glorious sight to behold. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.